is Texans Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by M&G Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. Now, here are your hosts, Patty Smith and Mark Vandermeer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Training Camp Today. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Day three in the books. A lot going on out there today. A whole different intensity, Mark.
That's right, Patty, and we'll get to that. Some of the things you need to know about Sam Montgomery in a boot today. So that saga continues with the sore ankle. We'll find out more as the week gets going. But also, Greg Jones had a day of rest, so they were trying out the other fullbacks. Tyler Klutz, who's on the roster, was last year. And also, Zach Bourne, the rookie from Ohio State. And also, Wade Smith at left guard out. He's got an illness. Don't know if it's the same one. Garrett Graham has been recovering from. He's still out with that, by the way. So Ben Jones got time at left guard. And Derek Newton saw time in 11-on-11 stuff at right tackle. Good to see Newt back out there, coming back from the knee injury. And as I say, 11-on-11, the intensity was ramped up today because they were in pads.
Yeah, you say pads, kind of they were in shells. They didn't have the full pads on, so they weren't hitting. But definitely you could feel it. It got a little chippy out there in a couple incidents, but you could feel that these guys really have ramped it up.
Yeah, they have. And the shells just make people feel like it's more of a football event. J.J. Watt reflected on that.
It's football now. It's football. We haven't gotten to play in a while, so it feels good to play real football. Put the pads on, bang some heads, and have some fun. And this is what it's all about. This is fun. This is what I love, and this is what makes coming to work fun. Anybody can look good in shorts. It's what happens when you put the pads on that you get to actually see who's really good.
Yeah, Coop said, this is what we're going to start separating here a little bit.
This is when you find out who's a football player and who's a guy who looks like he could be a football player. And this is what gets your juices going. If you're a real player, if you're a guy who loves the game, you love coming out to practice with the pads on because you get to hit every single day and you get to prove yourself.
You know, it felt good. You know, it's been a long time since we were able to put pads on, and you know, it was the first time, you know, since the last time we played that we were able to, you know, kind of just hit each other a little bit more. So, you know, it's definitely good to finally get the pads on and, you know, just you know, get back into it.
Yeah, it's more like real football. And Patty, you talked about chippiness. Antonio Smith blowing up some plays and getting into a little pushing and shoving. And it feels like football out there, even in these shells. And in a couple of days, they'll be in full pads.
Yeah, DJ Swearinger, another one out there that was very vocal and really seemed to be enjoying the pads. A lot of guys were. And in fact, we had a chance to catch up with head coach Gary Kubiak after the morning practice and get his thoughts.
Obviously got a little testy out there this morning. That's a good thing. I mean, I thought we're very good guys competing. You know, this is when the team really starts to come together, when you're out there banging on each other and guys got to carry their pads around. And that's why there's all kind of guys that can play this game. You know, it's not always the fastest or this or that. There's a spot for everybody, and being able to play in your pads and be a physical player and think has a lot to do with it. So we start to separate ourselves today with stuff like that.
Gary, how fulfilling is it when you have guys like Brandon Brooks and Whitney and Earl that wait their turn and then they eventually get that chance to start?
Well, I think one of the good things about our organization right now is you can look at the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, and that's, you know, that's our way of doing things. And these guys know they're brought here for a reason, and they're going to get an opportunity to play. And, you know, when you know, the way teams change nowadays with free agency and the cap, and all of a sudden when a decision is made and it's time to go, those guys got to grow up real quick, you know. So the process is different around this league, and our guys understand that, and them stepping up is the key to our success.
You mentioned Greg Jones. How much different will the offense be with a more traditional fullback on the team?
Oh, then James you're talking about? I mean, we still teach the same way, you know, what ends up being our strength when Greg's in there. You know, we'll see, you know, but obviously he's a big banger, and, you know, he's proven that he can catch the ball and make some plays throughout his career, and so we'll see. But I like his presence. I like what he stands for, so just want to keep him in one piece and, you know, get him ready to go.
You know, Patty, Gary Kubiak always talks about competition. They have plenty of it going on right now at linebacker because Brian Cushing is not a full go in all of these drills. So you see Mike Muhammad in there at middle linebacker sometimes. Cameron Collins getting a lot of time with the first team. Of course, Tim Dobbins. So a lot of different bodies being worked in. Also outside linebacker, Willie Jefferson getting a ton of time with the second unit with Brian Braman. I find that very interesting. I think there's going to be a lot of activity here, a lot of competition to see how it all shapes. shakes out.
A lot of competition, a lot of activity, and of course we're with you each and every step of the way. But right now we have to take our first time out here on Texans Training Camp today. Don't go away. When we come back, I will visit with fullback Greg Jones. Stay with us. Training camp, best part, worst part?
Obviously the worst part would have to be the heat, you know, and the humidity. It really, you know, does something to you that you can't really experience until you come to Houston and go through a training camp. The best part of a Houston training camp, so many. I'd say, you know, just at the end, just the total collection of everyone getting to know each other, and you know, that's when you really find out, you know, your true teammates and the guys that, you know, will go to war for you.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. Joining me, fullback Greg Jones, one of the biggest offseason acquisitions here of the Houston Texans. You sat this one out today, day three of a training camp. Any resting, any particular reason?
Resting, you know, going into training camp, that was they got particular days that they got set out for me to rest. So today was one of those days.
One of the advantages of being a vet, you've obviously got, you know, 10, 11 training camps, whatever, under your belt with Jacksonville. Coming here to Houston and kind of going through this in just the first couple days, kind of compare them for us. What's the difference? What do you like?
I think the difference is Coach Cool. He knows how to get guys prepared, you know, to play the game of football for the season. Not to say that other guys didn't, but I think, you know, when you have a bunch of older guys on your team, cannot bang them a lot and grind them. So I've seen that a lot from him so far in during the offseason. So I think that's one of the main things that sticks out for me so far.
I know you were very excited to come here to play with Arian Foster. He hasn't really been out there yet, but you guys have been talking a little bit, kind of getting to know each other. Just give us sort of your thoughts on being with Arian and then what you've seen from some of these younger guys who are now getting reps in his absence.
Me and him constantly talking, you know, either on the practice field or in the segment room. We're just talking about what's going on the field. Me and Ben at the same time, and try to talk to some of the younger guys, but, you know, they got a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things are being thrown at them, so I'm just trying to, you know, help them whenever they want. But we're having a good time out here, just trying to, you know, do our part on this offense.
So just your thoughts heading into this season, not only for yourself, kind of where you see yourself and what you bring, but what you see in this team and what this whole team with you is capable of doing.
Sky's the limit. One of the main things why I came over here, because this team is very talented, just by looking from the outside in. And us being here now, I can see all the talent that they got on the team. Just got to play consistent and play 100, just give 110%. I think if we can do that, we'll be fine. You know, playoff will come, you know, Super Bowl will come, but I think if we just do the things that we need to do, we'll be there at the end of the season.
I like that confidence. The Super Bowl will come.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much. We have to take one final time out here on Texans Training Camp today. Don't go away. We'll wrap things up when we come back.
Texans Training Camp today has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. You know, Mark, you heard the interview that I just did with Greg Jones, yeah. But not the only new veteran face on this team.
Daniel Muir, they signed him on the eve of training camp at nose tackle. And, Patty, I've always wanted one of these guys on the football team, a planet in the middle at nose guard. Sorry, Daniel, didn't mean to call you that, but he lists at 322, depending on what he had for breakfast. This guy can plug holes in the middle. You wouldn't have him in there on passing downs, but he's a run stopper. I don't know if he makes the team. He played four seasons with the Colts, then was spending time with the Jets last year before being cut loose. So we'll find out. We'll follow his progress. But I do like having a big nose tackle like that, even though Wade Phillips, historically, the system hasn't really needed them to be successful.
I like the fact that you get so excited about so many things, even a backup nose guard.
Yes. Well, it's training camp. This is what I do. This is what we do.
All right. Well, we will see what Mark gets excited about tomorrow. We are out of time for today's show, but be sure to join us each and every night right here on Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Training Camp today. See you tomorrow.